I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The head of the Israeli army has said there are no shortcuts to destroying Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Lieutenant General Hetzi Halevi warned that accomplishing his country's goals could take many more months of war. Shaima Khalil reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's chief of defense staff confirmed what many had already known. The war in Gaza isn't ending anytime soon. General Hetzi Halevi vowed to reach the Hamas leadership, even if it took time, adding that the IDF was close to dismantling all the Hamas battalions in northern Gaza. General Halevi acknowledged that the terrain was complex and that there were no magic solutions.
The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has described the war in the Gaza Strip as, in his own words, beyond a catastrophe and beyond a war of annihilation, calling it unprecedented in the history of the Palestinian people. Mr. Abbas said the territory had become unrecognisable and warned that the occupied West Bank could implode at any time. He's been speaking to the Egyptian channel On TV about the ongoing Israeli offensive.
A huge crime has been committed against the Palestinians over the past 79 days, not just in Gaza, but also in the West Bank and Jerusalem. Unfortunately, whenever the international community, the UN Security Council and the General Assembly try to stop the war, the US disrupts these attempts by using its veto and refusing to bring fighting to a halt.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says almost 21,000 Palestinians have now been killed since the war began in early October. It said at least 240 people had died in the last day alone. Many thousands more have been injured. In a sign of a widening regional conflict, the US military says its warships deployed in the eastern Mediterranean have shot down 12 drones and 5 missiles fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen over the southern Red Sea. Ian McWilliam reports.
U.S. Central Command said in a statement that the Houthi attacks took place over a 10-hour period on Tuesday and included anti-ship ballistic missiles and land attack cruise missiles. It said there were no injuries or damage to shipping. At least one container ship sailing from Saudi Arabia to Pakistan said it had come under attack and made evasive maneuvers. Separately, Israel said one of its fighter jets intercepted a hostile aerial target over the Red Sea. An Israeli army spokesman described attacks on international shipping as an act of Iranian terrorism.
Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, has signed a decree cancelling the contracts of 7,000 public sector workers. The people affected were working on one-year renewable contracts that expire at the end of December. The measures are part of Mr. Milei's efforts to bring down inflation, which is rampant in Argentina. World News from the BBC. The government of Kuwait has announced that the bodies of a Kuwaiti national and his Saudi friend who went missing in Iraq during a recent hunting expedition have been found. The Gulf state's foreign minister said that an investigation was underway. The Iraqi authorities said on Monday that the men's charred vehicle, a Toyota Land Cruiser, was hit by an RPG-7 rocket in El Anbar governorate. Ukraine says Russians have attacked a railway station in the southern port city of Kherson. The Ukrainian Interior Minister, Ihor Klemenko, said one person was killed and four others were wounded. Kherson was occupied by Russian troops last year and then recaptured by Ukraine, since when it's been repeatedly targeted. President Volodymyr Zelensky has been speaking about the incident.
It's a difficult day. There's been a report on the shelling of Kherson, a Russian attack on a train station, an evacuation train. All services are now at the station. There were many civilians there at the time. All updates will be provided by the relevant services.
A further 22 people are believed to have died in landslides in the Democratic Republic of Congo following torrential rainstorms that have caused devastation across the country. The authorities in the central region of Kasai Central said 15 houses were swept away. On Sunday, at least 20 people were swept away when a river flooded in South Kivu in the east of the country. Mexico has relaunched its state-owned airline Mexicana almost 20 years after it was privatised. The company, which had filed for bankruptcy in 2010, was bought back by the government in August for just under $50 million. It's now controlled by the armed forces. Its inaugural flight departed from Mexico City on Tuesday morning and arrived at a recently built airport in the beach resort of Tulum. BBC News.